Robo-boogie. The humans are dead. Once again,
without emotion. I don't know why you are so afraid of robots killing us.
Well, because that's how the planet will eventually end, Wendy, is robots will take over, and it's going to happen sooner than you think.
Do you hear that sweet little voice?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my God. Yes? This is Paro, and I'm in love with Paro. He was here last year. Kathleen McCarthy is with us, the director of the collections at the Museum of Science and Industry. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi.
And that's the robot that's making that noise, right?
It is. Okay. It's a little baby seal robot. It's a therapeutic robot, and it's all about making medical patients feel better.
Oh.
And it works on people who aren't sick as well.
Can I tell you?
It works on Wendy.
Well, something happens to me. I was driving in yesterday, and there was a dog in the car in front of me who's sticking its head out the window. And I'm by myself, and I went, oh, look at the little baby. And I'm by myself, and I'm like, okay, first of all, the dog can't hear me. Second of all, why do I do that? But that's what happens when I look at Paro. He is so sweet. Bill does not like to get shots or medical procedures done, but don't you think if he had Paro in his hands, he would be able to calm down?
Yeah, I think we need to let your doctor borrow Paro next time you go for a visit.
That's fine. For people who can't see, Paro is shaped like what sort of seal? I don't know. I can't tell the difference.
Baby harp seal.
Baby harp seal.
So don't beat it.
No, of course not. Why would I do that? I would not do that. Don't worry.
And sleeping.
And why would you choose a seal? I mean, I know it's for therapeutic reasons, but why a seal over any other animal?
Well, that's a very good question, because originally they started with a cat because they thought a lot of people like cats.
Right.
But the thing is, A, you have some people who don't like cats, and two, we know what a cat looks like and how it's supposed to act. So as advanced as robots are, they aren't really quite ready to take over yet.
Yeah.
And so if it was a cat robot, you'd notice the difference right away.
Oh, I guess so.
Everybody kind of know what a baby seal looks like and what it should act like, but no one's going to be that familiar. So
that makes perfect sense.
Please hold him.
Not right now, but maybe later. Well, in the future, when robots take over the Earth.
Paro's a star. You know you've made it when you've been on an episode of The Simpsons. And on episode 20-something, 23, season 23, Bart's science fair project, a mechanical baby seal, outshines Lisa's brainy asteroid model and becomes a popular pet among the retirement home patrons. But not to give anything away, but Bart kind of reprograms it, so maybe Paro is not so sweet.
Yeah, I think in everybody else's hands but Bart's. He's lovable and adorable.
He trains the robot to kill people at the old people's home, doesn't he?
Is that your fear? Is that why you're scared of robots?
I'm a big fan of science fiction, and even though there's a directive in the robot world, I know it's fiction, but one of the rules of robots is to not attack humans.
Right.
As you know, sometimes they don't follow the rules, these robots.
Well, and that's why, so the reason why we have Paro is because the museum is participating in National Robotics Week, celebrating robots. So if people come to the museum, can see all sorts of real robots. And popular culture presents to us images of robots that are sometimes friendly and sometimes not. But if you come to the museum, you'll actually get to see real robots.
Yeah.
So maybe that'll be equally scary to people, I'm not sure, but you'll get to see what's real.
Yeah.
And talk to the people who are at the forefront of making these robots.
Yeah.
Whether we're going to have robots from companies all around the world, from university students, from high school students. So you'll get a real sense of what the state of the art is today, what the challenges are, and what's coming.
Yeah.
So. And what advancements have come since Paro came to visit us last year?
Well,
I got to come get him. I'm sorry. I got to come get him.
Here's Paro.
Wendy's mothering instinct is kicking in.
Yeah. One of the really exciting robots that we have at the Museum for National Robotics Week are robotic jellyfish. So if you think you want to make a robot and you want to make it to imitate something in the natural world,
sure.
A baby seal certainly would be easy, you'd think about. But these guys thought about a jellyfish. So we have robotic jellyfish.
So they look like a jellyfish, they move like a jellyfish, everything.
But they're not a jellyfish.
No,
they're not a jellyfish. And it's from a German company, Festo. And they have a whole division, an R&D division that looks to the natural world and then makes robots that imitate that to And then once they manage to create a robotic jellyfish, they've learned from the legs, and now the legs have become a gripper for a robot hand.
Hmm.
So it's a very fun, creative project with real-world applications once they've learned that technology.
Is Asia still, for some reason, at the forefront of robot technology? I know they were for a long, long time. Is that still the case?
They do a lot, but I think that you'll see a lot of what Americans are doing if you come to the museum.
Yeah.
And we have a couple of the local universities that are really, well, Northwestern University will be there, Illinois Institute of Technology. So you get a chance to see what's going on in America.
Oh, good.
I am scratching Paro under his chin, and he's wagging his tail. Is that right?
That's, yeah. I think he really, really likes you. So
he
reacts. Now he's humping me.
Oh, my gosh. He really likes Wendy. So he reacts to stimuli.
He really
even
is.
That of somebody like Wendy, who's obviously just in it for her own personal gain.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, and so Paro has, underneath the white fur that he has, are a lot of sensors, different kinds of sensors.
Yeah.
And so it pressure sensors, so it can tell exactly where she's petting him.
Yeah.
The whiskers are sensors as well. And
he's screaming now. I kicked him too hard.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then he has gyroscopes. So if you hold him up, he'll lean into you like you're to give you a hug.
Really?
And actually, if you hold him upside down, he knows that's not pleasant behavior.
And what happens then?
Can
then
you do it,
it's better in your
hands. Makes a screechy, unhappy noise. That's his unhappy noise when you hold him upside down.
Will you just do it? I want to hear his unhappy noise, and I can't do it to him.
No, it's better. Yeah. It's better that you do.
I'm not holding him upside down. God, come on, this is so cute. And this has a lot of soothing, calming. Some people can't have pets due to allergies or whatever.
Right. And they, in hospitals too, I mean, animal therapy happens
proven.
As well. But with animals, there's the problem of taking them outside and allergies and things like that. Not with robots.
They don't have to go outside.
All right. Now, Bill was reading something about they've come up. Somebody, some crazy man has made a robot that...
It looks, sounds, acts just like Scarlett Johansson.
Oh.
I have a picture of it. Looks a lot like, can you see this picture, Kathleen?
Yeah, I've seen it. It looks
just like Scarlett Johansson.
Okay, that
and
is scary.
And for those of us who can never have the real Scarlett Johansson, this wouldn't be a terrible thing, would it?
But what would it do?
All the things that Scarlett Johansson does.
I'm going to guess it doesn't do all the things
does. That would be crazy.
Yeah.
And it would cost more, probably. But this fills a need, doesn't it?
It does. And
I would hold her if you brought her up.
You just turned your own microphone off.
I did, because I was having impure thoughts. I had impure thoughts, Catherine.
Well, and if you come to the Museum for National Robotics Week, you'll see a humanoid robot.
Seriously.
A Robotus Mini. It's not as... close in human form to the Scarlet robot, but you'll get a sense of what a humanoid robot is and how it can move. And the reason, once again, one of the reasons for making it, it's still sort of experimental, but in the future, robots could be our coworkers and our companions. And there are certain things that robots do better than humans, and certain things humans will do better than robots for a very long time. And so the future really isn't humans versus robots. It's robots and humans working
together.
And the reason why you might want to make a robot that looks and acts like a humanoid is our world's designed for humans. So if a robot is the same shape and form, then they just have an easier time in our world.
Yeah.
So,
because even that, you know, they're like Tesla has cars that drive themselves.
Yeah.
That's a form of robotics, but it's not in human form. It's just built into the technology of the car.
I mean, I suppose we could build a humanoid robot where it would hold us on their shoulders and run. For transportation, but
that
it would be fun,
but
probably not as practical. That's a case where
I would like to build a rickshaw or something.
Yeah, a rickshaw robot.
All right. I hope there are a lot of robot inventors listening to this program.
Sure.
So,
all who listen, Kathleen. That's the only people
but
we have.
But think about all the prosthetics and stuff that totally involve robotic parts.
Yeah.
Where you can have, if you've lost your arm, you can have an arm that can it actually feel and have touch sensations now?
And it can connect to your nervous system, so you can send signals to it. So, and that's what we try to do with when we do National Robotics Week is give people are familiar with humanoid robots and factory robots from mostly popular culture.
Sure.
And this way you get to see a wide range of robots and what is a robot. And especially when kids get their hands on these robots. What we really want people to leave, if they come and see National Robotics Week, is to be inspired to think about robots, to think about getting involved in robots. Whether you're a student, you can talk to the people who are making robots. If you're thinking of a second career, or just really want to know more about the wide range of what is a robot. So
we'll find out more about this. We're visiting with Kathleen McCarthy, director of all the collections at the Museum of Science and Industry. We're celebrating National Robotics Week. It's coming, and it's going to be exciting. We'll continue in a moment. 312-981-7200. It's Bill Left, Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. No, Will Robinson. Danger.
What was the name of that robot?
That robot's name was Robot.
Oh, that's right. What was Tobar?
Tobar was, they used to show him on Family Classics. Tobar, of course, robot spelled backwards, obviously.
But wasn't there an action figure or something? Because my husband has Tobar.
Oh, I don't think they did. Yeah? I don't remember an action figure of him.
Yes.
Maybe. Yeah.
We have Kathleen McCarthy in the studio. She's the director of collections at the Museum of Science and Industry. And it's Robotics Week coming up. Yeah, it was a little, not an action figure, but it was a little robot because I remember for Jim's birthday, his brother rehabbed it and Tobar works, I think.
Nice.
He walks around our house. Not very big, though. You brought another robot. We have Paro, who is just a little seal that really puts people at ease. And then you brought another little robot with you, which we're going to take video of and put at WGNradio.com. Who is this little robot, Kathleen?
This is Robotus Mini. And his name is the word robot is. And then the company wants you to fill in your own dreams of what a robot is. And so that's where it gets the name Robotus.
Robotus.
I did that with the Scarlett Johansson one.
Yeah. Robot is Scarlett.
Right.
So, and this one is designed as a kit. You can put it together, so you learn about all the parts in the robot, and then you can also program it then to do all sorts of crazy things, like we've got it doing a headstand right now.
And this is through an app of some sort?
Yeah. So when you get it, it comes with already pre-written programs, but it's a great opportunity to have your own robot do whatever you want.
How much does something like that cost? Can I ask you?
$1 million.
It's $1 million?
No, it's much, much less. I actually don't know. It's probably in the range of a couple $100s.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. And they really are meant to be educational. So,
But with these kids today and the computer things, if you need help on your phone or your computer, you ask them. Kids are writing code, so I bet kids can crack into that and make their robot do anything, like get them a Sunny D out of the refrigerator or something.
Yeah. And so...
It's currently taking a bow, right? Did you make it do that, or did it decide to do that on its own?
He's still taking commands from us.
Oh, okay, good.
So I asked him to do it.
Okay,
so
good.
And he's going to do his audition for the Blackhawks now.
He did a blocker save, like a goalie would do.
Like, butterfly save.
Yeah, butterfly save.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Pretty cool. Yeah, and he also does a little martial arts.
Oh, wow. A quick martial arts move. So in case another robot, if the seal attacks him, he can defend himself. Good.
And just so that you know, he's not unfriendly. He's very polite.
Yes. All right. Well, that's important.
He'll bow and wave and say hi.
Very nice.
Now, when does National Robotics Week happen? It is currently going on
It's currently going on, and it runs through April 10th. So these robots will be at the museum through April 10th, and there's some different ones every day. So guests can go to our museum website, msichicago.org, to see what the day's activities are. But Robotus Mini, Paro will be there every day. The jellyfish will be there every day, and they are not
Terminator.
To be missed. No, Terminator couldn't make it this year.
Oh, man. So.
It's something to look forward to.
Right.
It's the Museum of Science and Industry. You kind of forget about it when you live here, but make a trip out there. In addition to National Robotics Week that's going on now through April 10th, you also have a big Lego thing going on.
Yeah, brick by brick. And guests can come and explore the world of architecture and engineering. There are all sorts of hands-on activities. There are some really amazing models. So you take something very familiar to all of us, Lego, and then turn it into these amazing structures. it just transforms. They're transformed. There's a model of the Golden Gate Bridge that's 60 feet long.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. And then you can test your own architectural skills. You can build a little structure and then test it against an earthquake and strong winds. And so,
how fun is this?
Yeah. And if it holds up, that's great fun. If it falls down, that's great fun too.
Right.
And so we're really fortunate in Chicago to have a Lego certified professional, Adam Reed Tucker, who built all the models you'll see at the exhibit. And then we also have futuristic architectural models from architects around the world, some from Chicago, but some from far away as Japan. And you get to try your hands on a lot of different things.
That's really fun. And we're running out of time here. So very quickly, there's a summer program going on.
Yeah, summer brain games. And so if you go to our website and sign up, families can get activities every week sent to them starting mid-June. And it's all sorts of fun activities using things around your house. And you can imagine that every great inventor probably started the same way. It's a great opportunity for kids to stay connected to science and technology over the summer.
And is there an age limit on that? I'm over 18. Can I participate in these summer brain games?
You can absolutely still participate. Kids of all ages.
Excellent. I like when you put it that way. MSIChicago.org. Her name is Kathleen McCarthy. Thank you so much for bringing up the robots. You are not a robot?
Uh-oh. No, you don't have to answer. Uh-oh. That's fine.
You weren't supposed to ask.
We're on to you.
All right. Thank you, Kathleen.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it. A little bit of a break. Steve with the news and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Kristen McQuarrie's here, and I don't...